The show must go on. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Sony Pictures is promising to figure out a way to release Seth Rogen's comedy, The Interview, about two journalists being recruited by the CIA to assassinate dictator Kim Jong-un, in spite of North Korea's threats. What else could the company do? The president said the show must go on.
We're not going to be intimidated by, cyber hackers.
Senator Marco Rubio practically ordered the company to drop a DVD down everyone's chimney.
I don't even know if it's a good movie, but I think it is now important that we figure out a way to get that out there so Americans can watch it.
And not only that, the head of the Republican Party plans to send a letter urging every Republican to see it because no way are Americans going to kowtow to a dictator who deliberately embarrasses Angelina Jolie. But all that social pressure puts people like me in a delicate position, because this movie appears to be, what's the phrase I'm searching for?
You have to secure the payload. There are people coming.
Where do I hide it?
What if you hide it in your butt?
It's a little big.
They are closing in on you.
It's a little heavy on the butt jokes. There's also a nude scene involving a character who obviously has no business being nude. And while I realize the Founding Fathers were totally supportive of raunchy nude scenes, there was a similar scene in Borat, which I really wish I could unsee. So, while Sony should be absolutely free to make this movie, I hope that seeing it is not going to become a litmus test for patriotism. Because if it is, Kim Jong-un is going to end up in every sequel. The war bats of the Middle Kingdom will eat him, Elsa will freeze him, Dorothy will melt him. Nobody wants to live in that world. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.